stinks up the room, and you can get the, you can take your fingers and run them along the window, and there's a film from the wood. A couple of fireplace terms. What do people call the thing the smoke comes out of?
Chimney.
And the bare place in front that often is made out of rock. Or
the hearth. Hearth.
All right. And the name of the place above the fireplace where you could put knickknacks.
Mantle. We always have lots of knickknacks up there, too.
Yes.
We just had the house painted, so they're about half of them put back up there.
The longest mantle I've ever seen. And the hearth is nice, too. You could really sit there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times it's just a token thing. All right. And do you have a word for those little pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling.
How about a big piece of wood that you might put in to burn all night in order to...
Log.
Do you have any place, maybe, oh, do you recall any storage spaces in the house, the names of those?
Closets.
Okay. And how about a place off, just off the bedroom to put clothes?
Closets.
Closets. The place underneath the house that you can go down into?
I don't have one here.
No, we don't, do we?
It's a crawl space. This is what we used to have in the house up in Granada Hills before we moved here. I don't like them.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. Like
a cellar.
Bugs and things that way.
Bugs. 50-foot pythons that people get loose, you know. Okay, anything upstairs?
Attic.
Yes, and downstairs? Like the attic?
Celery. Are you talking about a cellar?
Yes, or there's another word that starts with a B.
Basement, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you make a distinction between cellar and basement?
Not really. Oh, I use them interchangeably.
Somehow I think of cellar as where you store food, maybe, and the basement finished up.
That's an old expression going way back.
Yes, it is. It is. I think they're the same. All right. What is the word for the top of your house?
The roof.
And a term for something on the side of the roof to catch water so it won't run straight off.
We don't have them there.
A no name.
Rain gutters.
Rain gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, what?
We had them back in New Jersey, but we don't have them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that big of a problem, although some years it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a difference for you between gutters and eaves?
Well, no. I never heard you use it as a rain eave. Right. Is what you mean?
Right.
So
just
rain gutter.
Rain gutter.
I used to have to clean the things out back there. I know.
Because leaves and leaves terrible. Clog them up. What was the side of this one house in San Bernardino made of?
Side?
Yes.
It was cinder block, the whole house.
It was, okay. Mm-hmm. Not covered in stucco or cinder block?
It was covered in stucco.
In stucco. That's another thing. You won't get that answer back east.
Mm-hmm.
No stucco.
No.
This is a nationwide...
Right.
Questionnaire. So, all right. How many entrances into the house were there?
Two.
And those are called?
Doors.
And, yep.
Entryways.
Entryways. If one of them was open and you wanted a family member to close it, what would you tell
him? Please close the door.
Close the door. Okay. And how about other places in the house where you could look out and see outside? What would that be?
Windows.
And what were those made of?
Glass.
And in winter, did you put anything over them?
No.
Not here.
No.
Do you remember anything that you used to look at yourself when you combed your hair?
A mirror.
Right. What did they sweep the floors with?
Brooms.
Did you ever have things in the windows that you could pull down to keep the sun out?
Shades.